Hey gang, over the years, I've realized one of the biggest limitations in business isn't a lack of an idea. It's the manual follow-up, the legacy systems that demand your constant attention. Way back when, I remember the frustration of having to take a morning off just to drive to a physical branch to sign a piece of paper, which felt incredibly outdated in a world of digital-first companies. Banking on Mercury eliminates that frustration entirely. It's a best-in-class software experience that feels intuitive and reliable from day one. You can apply online in minutes and immediately start using smart features like Bill Pay, where you can just scan an invoice and the system handles the rest. You can even set up recurring payments and automated transfers to keep your accounts balanced perfectly. It's a smart, all-in-one home for your finances that scales with you, allowing you to focus on the big picture while the software handles the details. Visit Mercury.com to learn more and apply online in minutes. Mercury is a fintech company, not an FDIC-insured bank. Banking services provided through Choice Financial Group and Column NA, members FDIC. Have you ever wondered how to protect yourself from scammers but weren't sure where to start? Here's a tip. Go to www.joindeleteme.com/JillOnMoney and enter code JillOnMoney for 20% off. Delete Me removes your personal information that's being sold online. In the age of AI, having your address or phone number floating around online leaves you vulnerable to bad actors. As someone with an active online presence, I know that privacy is crucial, and removing your data will help you protect yourself from identity theft and harassment. Delete Me does all the hard work to wipe your personal details from hundreds of data broker websites, which is why Wirecutter named them their top pick for data removal services. Plans start at just over $8 a month, making peace of mind affordable. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount for our listeners, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/JillOnMoney and use promo code JillOnMoney at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to www.joindeleteme.com/JillOnMoney and enter code JillOnMoney at checkout. That's www.joindeleteme.com/JillOnMoney, code JillOnMoney. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, August 11th, and we are here answering your financial questions. And we are also here trying to help you navigate through whatever it is going on in your life that is touching your financial life. Sometimes it's not as obvious. It's sometimes a much sort of tangential thing that brings something up about your financial life. And if that is something that you were interested in and talking about, then I just think that we would love to hear from you. And I just think that more and more we're hearing from people who are really kind of in touch with their financial lives, but maybe they don't see the big picture in the right way. And so if that's you, if you feel a little bit like, hey, I need some help. I need an assist. I need a lift. Get in touch with us. Mark and I are both certified financial planners. You just need to go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, write us a note. And if you would like to join us, then all you need to do is check the box and Mark will get you on. Mark, I just want to tell you that friend of the show, Eddie, says to me that he met a super fan of ours. How about really? That? Yeah.
This is your friend, Eddie?
This is my friend, Eddie, who I love. Yeah. He said that this guy, so shout out to friend of Eddie's, Kevin, who says he has not missed a single episode of the show since March of 2020.
Wow.
How about that? So that's Eddie and Martine's friend, Kevin. I can't wait to meet you. I'm so excited. So I like to meet a super fan. I like someone who's not missed a show since March. Just to put that in perspective for some of you newer listeners, we were 7 days a week for many years, basically. So this guy has not missed an episode. I'm going to lunch with him. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, maybe he's a Brooklynite, too.
Well, he could be. He might be. I don't know where he lives. But anyway, Kevin, shout out to you. Thank you so much. Eddie and Martine, you know I love you. Okay, so Mark, let's do some emails today. All right. First of all, we have Kim who says, question, I don't need Social Security benefits to meet my monthly expenses. So I was going to wait until age 70. I decided to claim at age 67 and invest the money rather than wait for a higher benefit. I haven't crunched the numbers. I believe that I can make up the difference and more. You can, as long as the market's going up.
Of course she wants to believe that, yes.
But I still love the idea of delaying and getting that automatic 8% increase. Also, that higher benefit is the one that keeps rising with a cost of living adjustment. So, of course, yes, you can make more, but it comes with risk. And there's very few places where I can get an automatic and guaranteed 8% increase, right? So I get it. A lot of people think they can do this. I am not convinced that it is really the best thing. And Kim, I mean, when the market turns, if we're in a bear market for a while and things are down, you may not think the math is working so well.
I would say, Kim, don't lose any sleep over it, because you said you didn't need the money anyway to meet your monthly nut. So I'm assuming all is well. So don't drive yourself nuts.
Yeah. All right. Lawrence wants to know whether AI can hack into a retirement or bank account. And what can we do to protect our accounts? He says, we're 70 years old and I'm semi-retired and I worry about losing everything. Mark, this is a pretty intense question, because I think there are a lot of folks out there who, you know, forget about the regular old scams, but you think, could some sort of artificial intelligence program break in, empty you out? And what I'm hopeful for is that all these big institutions are working to prevent that. Are you worried about this, Mark?
I am not worried about it. Yeah, I'm kind of blindly putting all my trust into those financial institutions.
Which is about the only thing you would entrust with them. Listen, I do know that all of these institutions, where you have your money, my guess is that, you know, the big regulators are asking these questions of them, and they're trying to make sure that they can prevent that. Probably the bigger risk is the run-of-the-mill scam, I have to say. I think that is probably the bigger risk. Okay, Ronald says, I am a healthy 81-year-old. I'm divorced. Mark, maybe someone to fix up, maybe with my mom. Let me see if he has any money. He says, I'm healthy 81-year-old divorced man who has no debt. I am highly risk-averse. A $5,000 monthly cash surplus from my pension, which is guaranteed for life, and a lifetime annuity. He gets a Social Security payment. He has investment income and $300,000 in a brokerage account. What should I do with my monthly cash surplus? Should I be investing more if I can? I don't need a legacy for my children. I would like to age in place if needed instead of going to a facility. Travel requires too much stress and energy, and I don't like to travel alone. See, Mark, this could be someone good for mom. I feel too old to find a compatible partner. I live in Florida. Uh-oh. That's downside for my mom. She hates Florida. But I do like extended stays with my three kids who live all over the country. We'll use an asset and income trust if necessary for Medicaid-approved nursing home. What? Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. First of all, let me start with this. You want to qualify for Medicaid? Spend your money down if you don't care. Spend your money down. You're going to go through all this nonsense, to all these hoops to get rid of, to keep your money safe. So just pay for it. And then you'll qualify for Medicaid if that's what you want. But Mark, $5,000 a month at 81 surplus, what should he do?
Yeah, I mean, he's very risk averse, he says. So, I mean, you know, I don't want to say just like throw it all in the brokerage account. That might drive him nuts. So I don't know, maybe try and find some balance that works for him. But I would invest some of it and maybe just build up a cash account.
Yeah, I think you can build up your cash. You could ladder some CDs. There is absolutely nothing to worry about, but I wouldn't dance around these things about like trying to qualify for Medicaid. So, all right. Next up, Mark, we've got Ty, who says, I love your podcast and I listen to Money Moves, even though I'm not in the age group. Hey, feel free to listen. Feel free to watch, everybody. Okay. So, question. In 1989, Ty got stock from a company buyout, and it came out to $3,900. Mark, hang on to your hat. The $3,900 in 1989, it's now worth over $1 million.
Oh, my goodness.
What a problem to have. I don't need the money to live on. I would like to leave it to my kids. Is it taxable to them? Okay. So, if you leave it to your kids, this is one of the weird, like, parts of the tax law. When you leave an asset after you die, it is entitled to get what is called a step up in cost basis. So, yes, you came to you and it was worth $3,900. It's worth $1 million now. If, Ty, you drop dead tomorrow, the kids would basically inherit the stock as if they bought it on the date of death valuation, or that $1 million. So there would not be a tax due. So there's no problem with it. You can also use that exact same low basis position to fund a donor advised fund. That is another thing to think about. I know you want to leave it to your kids, but if you want to try to use it today to help fund some charitable endeavors, you can open a donor advised fund. We talked about that on the show, where you can basically transfer this money into the donor advised fund. You take a tax deduction for today, and then you can give it out over time. And even your kids could figure out how to give it out as well if you were to pass. So anyway, wow, $3,900 to $1 million. What stock do you think it is?
What could it be? Like
in 1989, it could be Apple, because Apple had that weird dip in that period where, like, Steve Jobs left. So maybe it's that. I don't know. Okay. This is hysterical. This is from Raymond. A lump sum or pension question. But check this out. This is what he says. My wife tricked me into listening to you several years ago, and I've been a fan ever since. I love your wife, Raymond. Okay. They're in a dilemma, though. So Raymond says, I'm 70 years old. I'm about to retire. My wife is 68. She's been retired for 15 years. As I wind down my career, I've been thinking of taking a lump sum instead of a pension and then selecting a financial advisor. I have been talking to a couple of different advisors. Here are the assets. You ready, Mark? 401k has $1.7 million. The wife had, I don't know what that number is. That looks like a small amount of money in her 401k, like 8,000 or 80 grand. I'm not sure. The lump sum is this 920,000? I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got $6,200 a month in Social Security payments. The emergency fund, 250 grand in high yield savings account. So one of these advisors is saying, well, you can buy a buffered annuity, passive index, blah, blah, blah. And he says, I'm very leery of annuities. Annuities can lock you in for a long period. You lose control of your money. I agree with that. And bond exchange traded funds can lose money in a high interest period like we're in now. I need your advice. Which way should we turn? Should we stay with Vanguard, invest on our own, or go to this new advisor? Should we look for a truly independent third party as a financial advisor? Yes, that's usually what I like. Should we stay with a pension or take the lump sum? My pension is cut in half when I pass away. Ah, and it has no COLA. Well, Mark, that's an interesting thing. When, you know, it goes away and he's already 70. So my inclination would be perhaps to take the pension in a lump sum, invest it in general, but I don't think I'd put it in an annuity. I would probably talk to a fee-only financial advisor who could help you invest it, maybe even guide you, help you and your wife out. What do you think, Mark? I think that the idea that the pension is cut in half when he passes away and does not have a cost of living adjustment might change our thinking about normal, like, oh, yeah, take the pension, right?
Yeah, that's a big variable. I think I'd rather get the nearly $1 million, the full $1 million. I don't quite, you know, he doesn't say what they spend. So that's another question. But yeah, I'm leaning towards the lump sum.
Okay, so lump sum. And then I think you should seek the advice of a fee-only independent financial advisor, somebody who could really analyze your situation and give you advice. I mean, listen, maybe an annuity could work if it were a low fee annuity. These are like becoming much more available in the marketplace, but I am leery as you are. So get in touch with somebody who can help you out. If you need just some more advice on this and you want to get back in touch with us, of course, let us know. All right, that is it. That is the program. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question, just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and of course, let us know if you'd like to come on the air. And if you want to come on the other show, which is called Money Moves, it is on YouTube, and please follow us there. Please subscribe wherever you subscribe to this program. And yeah, let's spread the word. Don't forget that we have our free weekly newsletter. You can sign up for that right on our website at JillOnMoney.com. Okay, we ask that you lift someone up, change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. When a child faces a serious medical challenge, a children's hospital quickly becomes a family's entire world. Whether they're helping a child recover from a sudden injury or helping them manage a long-term condition, these hospitals provide an irreplaceable community resource. Children's Miracle Network is dedicated to supporting this specialized care by securing the crucial funds these medical centers depend on daily. Children's Miracle Network is a leading charity impacting the health of all kids. They raise funds for 170 children's hospitals across the United States and Canada, protecting healthcare access for millions of families. Their fundraising network brings together corporate partners, local grassroots programs, and everyday donors like you and me. Your donation directly empowers your hometown hospital to use those resources exactly where they are needed most. Wherever you see the Children's Miracle Network balloon, you're helping a local child receive care. Visit cmn.org today to learn more and make a donation to your local children's hospital.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.